There was 9 ambulances on duty that night.
Yeah.
But 5 of the ambulances at that particular time were trying to discharge patients into the Letterkenny Hospital. There were, in fact, one of them was waiting approximately 5 hours to have their patient discharged. However, Sean, I do realise there's a number of problems that night, but they are highlighting the fact that it was mainly due to discharging patients and the fact that they could not discharge their patients. However, Sean, the point is...
Does that mean, Davina, let's just be, for people to understand this, and I just want to know how this has been communicated to you. So, in other words, there were patients on ambulances that could not be released into the care of the A&E so that the ambulance could then leave the hospital. Is that your understanding?
That seems to be at that particular time, at 5:45 on that cold, freezing evening, as my mother lay dying on the side of the road, and we watched her try to breathe, 9 ambulances were rotated on, and 5 of them were tied up at Letterkenny Hospital trying to discharge patients. Yes, that's correct. However, Sean, had there been 100 ambulances available at that particular time, the Cairngorm ambulance, I heard, as my mother lay on the road dying, I heard the Cairngorm ambulance leave, head towards Letterkenny, and because that ambulance had just gone, we had to wait. Had there been an ambulance there who could have come straight away, it was still going to be 40, 45 minutes late.
From Letterkenny?
From Letterkenny, yes. Had there been an ambulance available at Letterkenny Hospital, because our current ambulance was en route to Letterkenny, and I actually heard it 10, 15 minutes after the call had been made, and my mum was on the ground, I was breathing a sigh of relief.
You thought it was coming. So could you, sorry to cut it, just get the picture clear, Davina. This was a horrendous scene. Your mother was lying dying at the side of the road.
Well,
you were there.
She was very, very badly hurt. It was evident that she needed to, doctors couldn't help, nurses couldn't help. She needed to be removed from the side of the road and needed surgery in a hospital. She needed to be treated in a hospital. Even if the ambulance had been available to leave Letterkenny, it still would have been 45 minutes late. And then it would have taken 15 minutes to stabilise her. It would have taken another 40 minutes up the road. You're talking an hour and a half to get a patient from Cairngorm, seriously injured. She needed to be treated within that golden hour. And not saying she could have survived. She wouldn't have been given the opportunity.
You'll never know.
It would have taken 90 minutes. Had there been one available in Letterkenny...
And you heard the sirens, and you thought it was on its way to your mum, but it was actually attending another emergency.
Well, I haven't got an answer to that question. I don't know where that ambulance went. The ambulance sirens were heard about 15 minutes after the call had been made, and we assumed it was en route to mum. We hoped it was en route to mum, yeah. But this report seems to be passing the blame from the National Ambulance Service, who have a plan in place that will not work. People in Cairngorm, Inishowen, and in any satellite area from Letterkenny are not going to get treated within the golden hour. I mean, it's going to take 90 minutes to get somebody from Cairn. So, I mean, if you're going on to Malin Head, you're talking about another 20 minutes. People with heart attacks, strokes, and serious injuries are not being given a chance of survival. I mean, we would hope that out of mum's death, something positive would come. We as a family were unaware that there was a problem in getting an ambulance. It only happens very rarely, once maybe in your life, that you have to call an ambulance. And it just depends on your luck. That evening, we were very unlucky that the only ambulance in Inishowen was departing Cairngorm as my mum was lying, dying on the side of the road.
So the only hope for your mother, Davina, would have been if there were more ambulances located in Cairngorm or close by?
The only way that we in Inishowen can get to Letterkenny Hospital within an hour is to have an ambulance or a number of ambulances based here in Carndonagh, because it has to service Malinhead, which is 20 minutes further down the road. It will only... ambulances based in Letterkenny will not help people in Inishowen or rural areas that are distant from the hospital.
Davina, I want to just read some of this report for people. I know it's something you're already aware of, but people might not be. The report says the hospital's bed management escalation plan was not followed. A situation where there were more than three ambulances waiting to offload patients should have triggered urgent moves to resolve system blockages. Escalation plan black should have been declared. This is the highest escalation point in the hospital's bed management escalation plan and would have triggered a number of actions designed to resolve patient flow difficulties in the hospital. The report is also critical of how National Ambulance Service personnel interacted with the hospital. The urgency of the situation was not communicated in a robust and structured manner to hospital personnel, which may have led to a relative lack of urgency on the part of hospital personnel in resolving the issue. You don't buy that, do you?
Well, this is half the story, Sean. Yes, there may be problems in Letterkenny Hospital, but at that time, the nearest available ambulance, the way that they're working their policy, is the nearest available ambulance responds to an emergency call. The nearest available ambulance on that night was in Dunloe. I mean, if Dunloe to Carndonagh, you're talking an hour and 50 minutes. That was the nearest available ambulance at that particular time. It so happened that within 9 minutes then an ambulance did become available in Letterkenny Hospital. The point that I would like to get across, Sean, is when that ambulance became available, it was delayed by 9 minutes. But the point is, my mother still had to wait and the guts of an hour on the side of the road, dying.
I understand.
Freezing cold, it was terrible. Yeah. I mean, our neighbours, Our relations now with mobile phones. I mean, we had so much help from people, our neighbours, doctors that were off duty. We had so much help, but all we needed an ambulance. She could not be removed from the road. We needed an ambulance with a spinal board. The first responders. Now I have to say that the personnel that night attended the scene, the paramedics, the crews who arrived were excellent. They are so dedicated to their job. Their hands are tied. They work so hard under such stressful conditions. I mean, I could not stress enough how professional and how helpful the paramedics were when they arrived, but they just can't get there. And this negative publicity, it's not the actual people who are on the ground doing the job. Their hands are being tied, you know.
It's also been stated in this report, and you're saying this isn't the full report, but what it does say is this, that consideration should have been given to requesting a helicopter ambulance from the Emergency Air Medical Service. Do you think that could have made a difference?
We will never know, Sean. We will never know. Mum didn't get a chance that night. All we wanted that night was that all things that could have been done would have been done. And yes, there seems to be that they can request air backup. It wasn't done on the night. Also, I believe there is a link with Aunt Miguel's in hospital. I don't know if with regard to the report, there's quite a number of outstanding things that have not been addressed, and we have. That's why we were surprised and actually shocked and very annoyed that this report has gone into the public arena before it was completed, because there's quite a number of outstanding questions that we have passed on to the HSE and that they were about to respond to us. It's not a complete report. What has appeared in the paper today is only one aspect, and the aspect is that Letterkenny Hospital is being blamed for what happened that night, and that is not the whole case.
Well, I mean, I'm grasping entirely what you're saying here. You're saying that it's in your view, not fair to blame the hospital for this situation, because even if there had been an ambulance available in Letterkenny, it wouldn't have made, you don't think, it would have made the difference, because it still would have had to travel to Condonna, which would have taken it probably, how long did you estimate, 50 minutes?
It would have taken the guts of 40, 45 okay. minutes to arrive. It was going to be 45 minutes late. On that particular night, an ambulance did come available 9 minutes later. Had there been an ambulance sitting ready to take off from Letterkenny, once that call came in, it still would have taken 40, 45 minutes, 15 minutes to stabilise Mum before they could move her, another 40 minutes up the road. If you add that all up, being you're way outside of the golden hour, it's going to take at least an hour and a half or longer. Mm. And that's without a delay. That's having an ambulance sitting ready to roll from Letterkenny, trying to meet the needs of people in Inishowen. And I can only speak for Inishowen, but it's a problem across the whole of the county, and not only in our county, but in loads of counties. There's people sitting, waiting on ambulances, where they should actually be in the local community. There should at least be two ambulances sitting in Carndonagh, ready to roll if a call comes in. And that's the way it was before November. And Mum's accident happened in December, a month later.
Can I ask you this question, Davina? Was an ambulance called from Derry?
I can't answer that question because that wasn't addressed in the report.
Well,
but I do believe that there is a cross-border thing that Galvin will respond. See, the report is incomplete.
Okay.
It is incomplete.
And as you know, I mean, you're mentioning Condonna there, but of course, as we know, there are other incidents, and there was one reported just within the last week of a man in Letterkenny who waited quite a substantial time because the nearest available ambulance was somewhere near to Ballybuffet.
Yeah, the only reason that that I agreed to come on your show this morning is that people are not aware of how the situation, the dangerous situation that we're living in here in Inishowen. Because when you need the ambulance, it may not be there. Now, in December the 30th, we needed an ambulance urgently for my mum, and it took 50 minutes for an ambulance to arrive, and by the time we stabilised her and all, and it was 20 minutes before they left the scene. I mean, however, my dad also, I had to call an ambulance a few months later, but we were very lucky that the ambulance arrived within 6 minutes. So it's just luck. It's like winning the lotto. If you make that call, you may get the ambulance, or you may not. So it's very important that people are aware that if you need that ambulance, you may not get it. You may have to wait. And if I would appeal to people that if this is happening in their families, that they get in contact with their TDs, and let's try and put pressure on the TDs to get this changed.